The Wharf Mine is near Lead in the northern Black Hills. Coeur Mining is the Chicago-based company that runs the mine. South Dakota requires Coeur to post bonds. That's in case the company ever goes bankrupt. If that happens, the state could use the bond money to clean up the mine. The amount of the bonds is $64 million. But the State Department of Environment and Natural Resources says they've reviewed the amount, and it's too low. The department wants to avoid a repeat of the Brome Mining bankruptcy 20 years ago. That left the feds and the state responsible to clean up the Gilt Edge mine, which is also near Lead. More than $100 million has been spent on that cleanup, and it's still not finished. The department's Eric Holm says that was a hard lesson.
That was many years ago. We learned a lot in that process. Yes, the bond was severely undercalculated.
So the department wants a bigger bond at the Wharf Mine. The State Board of Minerals and Environment agrees. The board is raising Coeur Mining's bond requirement by $31 million to a new total of $95 million. The company's deadline to post the additional bonds is December. Coeur mined 84,000 ounces of gold from the Wharf Mine last year. That's worth more than $160 million at the current gold price of nearly $2,000 an ounce. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper in Rapid City.